Dave Moore on Today FM.
Aaron, how are you?
I'm really well, thanks, mate. How you doing?
Really good. Good to chat to you. And I just want to know, I'm going to kick off with a little bit of a joke and see, are you sick of this joke? Is it a joke that only British and Irish people will get of a certain vintage? Maybe you're too young for this, but were you disappointed when you heard the name of the movie that it wasn't a chance for you to say, ooh, matron?
Right, yeah, yeah. Of course. There is a very, very, very famous franchise of comedy films called the Carry On films. I've got to be honest, I don't think I've ever seen one. So I might be that I am a little young at the tender age of 35. Yeah. But no, I'm sure in certain parts of the world, people are going to be doing that joke.
Yeah, I mean, literally, as soon as I saw the title, I was like, wait, Taron Egerton's in the Carry On movie?
Wow, yeah. Who knows? There's still time.
There is time. You could still get a chance to say Ooh Matron and maybe Carry On too. Who knows?
Who knows?
Listen, the movie's absolutely brilliant. And all joking aside, there needs to be a second and a third and a fourth and a whatever, because it's a great franchise. It's a great idea. And your character, Ethan, is brilliant.
So you think it could work as an episodic thing?
Absolutely.
Like, just my character getting into consistently having terrible luck and getting in really stressful situations.
Yeah, constantly with an earpiece and somebody just telling you what to do in all situations.
Technology being used to torture him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, great. Okay, well, I'm glad you think so. That's cool.
Well, let me ask you another question. Is this, in your eyes, a Christmas movie?
Yeah.
See, I think so too. And I'm the kind of person who thinks that Die Hard's a Christmas movie. And I kind of feel like you need to answer that question, which is a lifelong debate. Do you think the Carry On is, but do you also think Die Hard's a Christmas movie?
Yeah, I do. I think it's a Christmas movie if you want it to be a Christmas movie. There's something a bit boring and cynical and curmudgeonly about giving things arbitrary labels.
True.
I think it's a Christmas movie if you want it to be a Christmas movie. And if you don't, live and let live and chill out and, you know, go and have a glass of Advocat or eggnog or something and, you know, do your thing. Well, but for me, it's absolutely a Christmas movie.
I mean, it's set at Christmas, but there's a lot going on. I mean, the genius of it is the fact that, you know, as a TSA, you're playing one of those officers. I mean, you know, we all encounter those guys and girls who do this incredible job keeping us all safe. But they're often the people we're shouting at and pointing at, and they're ruining my holiday. And at Christmas time, it's amplified tenfold.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's one of the really nice things about the movie is I think it's spiritually trying to kind of salute and doff the cap to the people who do that job, because they are often so maligned or badly treated. So that is the... I know that I'm going to be traveling internationally in the next couple of weeks. That is the group of people I'm most anxious to hear a review from. Because I think if we win over the TSAs, the movie is a success.
That is a great, great way to judge it. You run your arse off in this movie as well. And you're very good at running. Like, you look really good at running.
Really?
Yeah, honestly, because it's a thing. Like, I mean, look, if I started running now, I think everyone around me would just start chuckling. You know what I mean? Some people can just do it. You run really well.
That's so nice of you to say. Thank you. Yeah. I think I walk quite duck footed. I've always thought that. And I don't really know how to respond to that. But okay. I'm very grateful to you for saying it.
Take it as a compliment. Yeah. Ethan, your character, we've mentioned him. He's amazing. He does begin, I guess, as a pretty average guy concerned about his future. He becomes extraordinary in this movie. But do you think Ethan had the extraordinary in him, but it was waiting to be unlocked, or was it the situation that just brought this on?
Yeah, I don't really know. I think he's a guy who's like in a funk, you know, and like sleepy and possibly going through the motions in his relationship with his partner, you know, and obviously at the start of the movie, he finds out that he's going to be a father. So there's this kind of, he's at this moment in his life, he's at this juncture, you know, where she is encouraging him to reapply to be a police officer, which was a kind of dream that his father had. And I think it is this perfect storm of kind of big things happening in his life and this awful, awful event happening at work. And it is a kind of classic cometh the man, cometh the hour thing. But I totally agree with you. The thing that I love about the character is he is a bit useless at the
Yeah.
start. And, you know, he's clearly a nice bloke, but he's a bit useless. And, you know, he gets this kind of ultimatum from his girlfriend, but what no one expects is for this terrible thing to happen. And I do really like the everyman quality of him, and it's one of the things that I was most drawn to about the role.
Love it as well. Well, listen, I have to wrap up, unfortunately. I just want to also say Johnny and Sing, one of my favorite characters of all time, one of my favorite movies of all time, Sing and Sing 2. So
Amazing.
thank you for that.
Thank you so much. Thanks, mate. It was so nice talking with you, though. Thank you.
Take care. Thanks a lot, Terrence. See you later.
I'm.
Can I just say something about that interview?
Yes. Are you going to evaluate my interview skills on air? This is
yeah,
interesting.
We're going to have the meeting live
oh,
on air.
Great.
You gave one of the weirdest compliments I have ever heard anybody give anyone else.
What?
And he did not know what to say to it. Can we just have a listen to it again?
You run your arse off in this movie as well. And
yeah,
you're very good at running. Like, you look really good at running.
Really?
Yeah, honestly, because it's a thing. Like, I mean, look, if I started running now, I think everyone around me would just start chuckling. You know what I mean? Some people can just do it. You run
it's
really well.
That's so nice of you to say. Thank you. I think I mean I walk quite duck footed. I've always thought that, and I also yeah. Mate, I don't really know how to respond to that.
Okay.
But I'm very grateful to you for saying it.
Take it as a compliment.
You stumped him.
He was grateful though. He said, "I suppose I was trying to think of like say Tom Cruise famously in the Mission Impossible movies. There's always a scene where he's running and he's." You know, powering his arms up past his head, and he's like, "I'm Tom Cruise," and I'm like, "Taron Egerton." I was like, "Dude, you're a really good runner."
But it's not. It sounds like something. It sounds like you couldn't find anything else to compliment him about. So you went, "You're so good at running. You're so good."
I didn't intend it to be that way. But now that you say it, that's exactly
like it's a weird
what it
compliment.
Sounds like.
I always remember Dermot Whelan saying to me, "Oh, you're so photogenic," and I go, "Does that mean I look like crap in real life?" You're so photogenic. That's
versus
a bit of a
real
weird
life.
A weird compliment.
Okay, I get it.
Dave Moore on Today FM.